Well, since if we go on the line of the agenda, the next item would be an action item. That's item number 12, the TMDLs. And since our chair is not here, I'm going to skip that. And item number 13 had to the October 2010 meeting. And and we go to the next item would be the public forum, but I understand there might be other people that are coming that are not here for the public forum. Is that correct?
We do have some cards.
We do have some cards.
Also, on you skipped over item 14, but Reed Sato.
Is he here?
No, he was going to be here a little bit later. So
That's the reason I skipped.
Okay, I didn't know if you were aware of that. Okay.
We could take 17 and 18. 17 is reports from the board members of any meetings or issues that they have.
Well, and also we could go ahead and, since we do have folks here for item 16, you could go ahead and take those and then come back to it later.
Okay.
Want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, we have two cards.
First one is John Beard. That's on items, in public forum, item 16.
Hi there, I'm John Beard with the Tiedemann Nursery in Soquel, and I've been raising nursery crops on the property for the last 30
years. Can you speak up? Or speak into
okay.
My, there you go.
I've been working at Tiedemann Nursery. I now own it, and I've been out there for 30 years in Soquel. And the board's proposed the February proposals for nursery discharge, stormwater discharge. Those proposals would pretty much put me out of business, and I know most of the other nurseries would feel the same way, that method of having how we would deal with stormwater impact us greatly. I'm not sure how we would go about dealing with that, the regulations that you're trying to impose. We've worked with the NRCS, and 5 years ago, after doing the educational seminars with them, and we feel we've made great progress in dealing with our runoff. Wish you guys had look at talk with other nurseries, because every one of us is in a different situation. And by imposing rules on all of us with one blanket ruling would really greatly impact our ability to do business. We're all right now we're all financially struggling just to stay alive, and any more financial burden would put a lot of us out of business.
How big is your facilities?
Can I just interrupt for a second? What he's referring to is the proposed revisions to the ag waiver, and because it's not a noticed item for that item, it's not noticed as that, so that all the parties that would be involved are not here, it's not really appropriate at this time to have too much give and take with the speakers that are talking about the ag waiver, but they can have their time to present their concerns, so then the staff will be aware of them.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I have a comment. You could, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you could, the best way for you to proceed would be to take each individual line item as you see it and respond to each individual item.
Okay.
On how you would like, what you'd like to see, and then send it to us.
Right, and also there is going to be a workshop in May 12th, I believe it is.
May 12th, right.
That everybody will have an opportunity to present detailed concerns. But it's okay for those that are here to get up and say your concerns now. It's just that the board, because it's not noticed for that and it's a pending item before the board,
okay,
that it's not appropriate for to engage between the board and the speaker on the details of it at this time.
You do have another minute if you want to provide some more comments.
And the more specific you are in your questions and your answers, the better it will be.
Yeah, exactly.
The next card I have is Dave Cavavon.
Yeah. Top of the morning to you.
Good morning to you, sir.
I survived.
My name is Dave Cavanaugh, and my wife, my son, and I operate a small wholesale nursery in the foothills at the end of the Pajaro Valley. I'm here to address the proposed changes to the conditional waiver as it affects nurseries that raise field-grown container stock. The proposed language in the preliminary draft agriculture order that states separating rainwater from irrigation water and requiring that rainwater cannot come in contact with containerized plants has, as you might expect, created a wave of disbelief and distrust of Region 3 staff and board. From a climatic perspective, Region 3 covers a lot of ground. In the northern end, rainfall ranges from 35 to 60 inches. Winter temperatures during rain events are between 30 and 40 degrees, with as many as 30 rain events per year. In the southern range, the average rainfall in Santa Barbara is approximately 15 inches. And the range of winter temperatures during rain events is between 40 and 50 degrees. Horticulturally, this is a big deal. In a nutshell, the Region 3 area is dramatically different throughout its width and depth. Data that was used by Region 3 staff from stream testing in Santa Barbara and San Diego County is not representative of nurseries throughout the region because of the diverse differences in temperature, types of plants, and extreme rainfall. Many nurseries in the northern end of Region 3 have invested the time and energy in attending classes put on by the NRCS, Ag Extension, and Region 3 staff to understand any potential problems that may have been created by our nurseries. We have implemented measures that have addressed these concerns and have been good stewards of the land. I've raised my grandchildren there. I've raised my own children there on our property. We've been very conscientious. In my particular situation, I've surrounded my nursery with 3 acres of grasslands to mitigate and assimilate any potential problems from rain events. We have no tailwater. We use temperature-sensitive fertilizers to feed our plants, and much of our stock is dormant during the winter, during the time of year when rain events occur during the winter. Other nurseries have built recycling systems to handle first flush concerns, while others have used nutrient and sediment control to mitigate any potential problems. We have done a lot as an industry, and our reward should not be a proposal or should not be a proposed standard that is impossible to implement. In conclusion, Region 3 staff and board need to work with local nurseries to allow individual best management practices to be encouraged as the order of the day in dealing with our diverse region, rather than requiring us to somehow cover thousands of acres with poly sheeting and somehow be responsible for up to 60 inches of rainfall that may or may not be a point of concern. The language of the proposed changes encompasses two bad ideas that do not belong in a serious effort to address Region 3 concerns. Since the area within Region 3 is diverse and distinctly different, it would be appropriate to hold two board workshops, one at this site in early or late May to allow local nurseries to address a very different area of Region 3, and the scheduled May 12th meeting in San Luis Obispo. Thank you for the time.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Go ahead, please.
As our council indicated, we do have this workshop scheduled and appreciate your comments about possibility of another workshop. That's something the board has discussed as a possibility. For now, we just have the one schedule, but it is scheduled for a substantial block of time all afternoon on May 12th. And also, as our council advised, we're not to get into debate here, but I think just as a point of information, we recognize that there is a correction and clarification we need to make regarding one of the points you make about the implication that plants would have to be covered. It's okay for rainfall to fall on plants. So, and we've already said that publicly. Some of the board members may have actually seen that in some of the news recently. So we acknowledge that we need to clarify that and make sure that that's clear. There, we didn't mean to imply that everything has to be turned into something under a greenhouse roof. So hopefully that helps. I know that doesn't answer all your concerns. I just wanted to provide that clarification. I may need to say that again this afternoon when we're going to come back to public forum this afternoon.
Any other members of the public addressing?
Oh, and then one other thing, just a reminder for you, you're probably aware of this as well, but we did ask for written comments. Now, one of you has provided comments already, but if you have additional comments, written comments to provide, we've asked for those for April 1st just to provide sufficient lead time to get everything distributed prior to that workshop. And if you could spread the word on that, we'd appreciate that as well. More? Okay. Thanks very much. And see, that reminder was helpful, right? Right. It's on the proposed ag order. It's not a decision making meeting by the board. It's strictly a time for the board to hear comments like this, be able to ask questions, direct the staff, provide more information, that sort of thing. We won't have a decision on the ag waiver, a recommendation for that before the board until probably the fall.
Sure.
Because it's spring, May is, for me and a lot of other nurseries, we make most of our money between February 15th and the middle of June. It would be very difficult for us, for a lot of people in the north end of this region, to take a full day and probably a night in San Luis Obispo. So if you could hold it, again, if you could hold one up here, it would be most helpful for us.
And Mr. Kavanaugh, have you met Lisa McCann, our lead staff person on this
act? Right there in the front row.
She's right in the front row. I just wanted you to see who she is, because she is the staff person that you could be communicating with, and giving information to and having a dialogue with all of these issues.
Yes, okay. Well, that's great. That's great to know. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, yes. That goes again with my request that we have one hearing in the southern part of our region and one up here in the north. So folks like this gentleman just talked would have an opportunity, instead of spending a whole day traveling to San Luis Obispo to do their presentation. And there's a lot of people in the ag community that are very busy during the summer season in this particular area that would not be able to attend those type of meetings in the southern part of the region. So that's why I suggested a few meetings ago that we have one in the north and one in the southern part of the region. Still like to see that.
Okay. Are there more?
Not that I know of. Any other, anyone here for public forum now?
Okay, these other cards then are other items, correct?
Right.
Okay.